Summary of Sunni Concepts. Among the fruits of seclusion and Hajj and their purposes. Itikaf is staying in the mosque with the intention of getting closer to God Almighty. It helps the self to struggle, and if he wishes, the concern for the afterlife. Instead of being busy with the world and its worries. And for what it produces. First, devote yourself to holding yourself accountable. The person who is in seclusion will then be sincere in his repentance to God, and his soul will be reassured and at peace. Secondly, the heart of the person in retreat is emptied of worldly concerns and problems. And it is filled with the remembrance of God Almighty. Thirdly, familiarity with the Word of God. And frequent recitation of His holy book. And the gifts that His contemplation yields. Fourth, cutting off from people and their words. And his tongue will be protected from the evils of backbiting and gossip. Insults, sarcasm, etc. Fifth, moving from a luxurious life among family to a life of temporary retirement and poor in clothing, bedding, and food, which makes him see the true value of the world. His activity and diligence bear fruit in worship. Six, raising oneself to be patient and patient, and taming her to perform voluntary prayers, many of which are excessive when preoccupied with worldly life outside of seclusion, such as performing the sunnah salaries, and arriving early to prayer, and first grade awareness, and so on. As for Hajj, it is the fifth pillar of Islam for those who have access to it, which concerns us here. It is an explanation of its purposes and fruits, not its description and the details of its rulings. It is the main purpose of Hajj. It is the realization of servitude to God Almighty. In response to what God Almighty said, by God, people are obligated to perform Hajj to the house, whoever is able to do so. Among its purposes and fruits as well, achieving many works of hearts, from the love and glorification of God Almighty. As God Almighty said, that in whoever venerates the rituals of God, it is from the piety of hearts and his hope and fear of Him, where the pilgrim places his hope in God alone. He invites Him with everything he wants from Him. He is afraid if he does not perform Hajj to fall under the penalty of continuing the previous verse of Al Imran. And whoever disbelieves, God is free of all worlds. And trust in Him. In Hajj there are situations in which the servitude of submission and trust in God Almighty is evident. And repentance to Him. He, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, whoever makes the pilgrimage to this house does not commit obscene acts or commit evil. As his mother gave birth to him. Agreed. It is also one of his purposes. Establishing the remembrance of God. Summary of Sunni Concepts.